It's no good, this one.
I told him.
It's a this major mistake. It's worse than that one. It's Ishmael.
He doesn't like a good comfortable too.
How many years he comes to the lecture? I need a metal one with bricks. With your permission. The Gemara tells us it says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim for the third time. Says the Gemara, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Hashem was very happy. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came downstairs and he saw we did a golden calf. He went upstairs again. And then he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us again the Torah. And then he went up Rosh Chodesh Elul and stayed there till Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, Hashem, I may say, forgave Am Israel and gave Moshe the second tablets. The Gemara says that 40 days were in Rachamim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give us the second tablet. It says Shulchan Aruch, Arun Hag. Excuse me. Kiddush Telichot, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, is because those days are days of Rachamim. Since Hashem acted those days with mercy that He forgave us, that's why we start saying Tzelichot. That's the root of Tzelichot, and not just because Hashanah is coming, we decide to do Tzelichot. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and came down and he came with tablets. It means this is the 40 days of Rachamim, so it's the time to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. Likewise, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us on the golden calf. So the question is, why 40 days? Why Moshe had to be there 40 days? The explanation is that Moshe was there originally 40 days. But Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days after he did the golden calf, and Hashem forgave us. So what is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy now. So it doesn't need to be the 40 days now. It doesn't need to do over the 40 days. Moshe already learned everything. The explanation is Moshe forgot certain things because you broke the Luchot, the Gemara says, lack of memory. The Gemara says, since Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot, we have this kind of forgetful things. People forget. There's no such thing. Hashem did not make a person that he should forget things. Nothing. There's no such thing to forget. That's really the Chachamim say in Rosh Hashanah, part of the Musaf is called Zichronot. But tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember. Of course you have to ask Hashem remember. What it means is, we want to reach the level that before Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot, no one forgot anything. Because after Hashem spoke to us and we went downstairs, there was no such thing lack of memory, perfect memory. So maybe some Chachamim say, so maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had to be again 40 days in Shamayim to learn and to repeat and to charge his memory better after what happened. That's what you read in the Torah a few times, but Moshe forgot certain halacha. It's a very, very strange thing. It's called Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a teacher. It sounds like a very simple thing. He doesn't remember the halacha. He doesn't remember. He says, how come Moshe doesn't remember? It's because we did a golden calf. Therefore, it causes that people should will forget. And Moshe Rabbeinu is in that thing. And also he forgot. He admitted a few times in Torah, I forgot. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim 40 days. So the Shechem Arur said, it's our minhag. He says, Selichot, okay? So he says, Selichot, okay, Selichot. So Selichot for what? Simple explanation. A person for Shalom did not do everything. Excuse me. Person did not do exactly everything he had to do, maybe it's a Selichot, yeah. And he says, the job of Chodesh Elul are four stages. Every 10 days, another job in Chodesh Elul. The first job is that you have to do Teshuvah and run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the first job, the first 10 days, that you have to have it in your head. So this is the Pasuk. In Parashat Mishpatim, Elokim in Nali Adev Samtin Lecha Makom Asher Anu Shama. And he says, likewise, a person that killed by mistake has to run to a shelter city. A person on Elul has to run to a shelter city. So, you're not hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, Shana is coming. So, what you have to do is you have to run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first 10 days. The second 10 days, this is what it says in Megillat Esther. Yishtarei Matnot Le'Avyonim. This is what Nehemiah told them Israel to come back from Iran, from Iraq, from Rosh Hashanah. And they were crying. Nehemiah told them, listen, go give Mishloach Manot. It means you have to clear the relationship between people completely. Like in Purim, Mishloach Manot. Rosh Hashanah as well. It says Shulchan Aruch, one of the Chachamim, Shulchan Aruch says, Pirim Gadim. It says, my custom is, day before Rosh Hashanah, I send Mishloach Manot. It's not to your friend, to the one that you don't like him so much. Your friend is not a big deal to send Mishloach Manot. The same thing on Purim. To send Mishloach Manot on Purim to your friend, that's what Mordechai and Esther had in mind. It means to clear so-called Ahavat Chinam, Ahavat Israel. Mordechai and Esther came, and of course it was Ruach HaKodesh. Megillah of Ruach HaKodesh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai already Megillat Esther. It's not that Mordechai and Esther invented Mishloach Manot and Matnot Le'Avyonim. It was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, Hashem told him, listen, he's going to be Bet HaMikdash. Hashem gave him the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash, as well Megillat Esther. The Gemara Yerushalmi. As there is a second week, is you have to clear. When Adam Machavero should not have anybody, Chas Shalom, upset at you, should not be upset at anybody. It's the job. It requires 10 days for this. Then David says, it's another job the person has to do is in order to reach the destination. And he says the real destination is the sentence in the Torah, the Parashat Nitzavim, the end of the Torah. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day, he is going to do Brit Milah to your heart and to your children. The Torah says, the sentence reads, Mal Hashem Elokecha et levavcha ve et levav zarecha, et, the first letter is Aleph, levavcha is Lamed, ve'et, and also Vav, levav, the heart of Elul. The destination of Elul, the last 40 days of Elul, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so called Gendu Brit Mila to our heart. The question is, what does it mean exactly? This is destination. This is Parashat Nitzavim, Parashat Ekev. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives his speech, he tells us almost a very similar statement. This is Umaltem et Orlat Levavchem Ve'opechem lo takshuvod. You have to do Brit Milah to your heart and don't be stubborn. This is the definition, Moshe Rabbeinu says. It sounds the same. Hashem said he's going to do, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us we have to do it. Because the definition means, if you're going to do it, Hashem will do. But it's nothing for Hashem to do. After Hashem. Moshe expects us to do that thing. Moshe emphasizes, you should do this job. He says, no. At the end of the parasha, Parashat Nitzavim, always comes before Rosh Hashanah. The last Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah is always Parashat Nitzavim, always. Sometimes it's Tzavim Vayelech, sometimes it's not just Nitzavim. Parashat Nitzavim, it says in Parashat Nitzavim, the destination of Chodesh Elul, says the Ari, is Rosh Hashanah, of course. It says, of course, it's not 40 days, but you see, in the second Ari, it says, what does it mean exactly? In Parashat Nitzavim, when Hashem says he's going to do Brit Milah to our heart, that paragraph talks about Teshuvah. And then it talks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take all of us and will bring us to Eretz Yisrael.
Amen.
And over there, in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will do the job. Hashem is going to do Brit Milah to us in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chodesh Elul, the destination of Chodesh Elul is Ari says, "Zomal Hashem lokiach et b'chad v'vazarecha." And Brit Milah from Hashem. It says, "Where this Brit Milah from Hashem is going to be? Where is going to be? To be in Eretz Yisrael." It says in the Torah. It says, and then the Torah says, "The purpose of this Brit Milah is l'avayt Hashem lokiachem, lokiach b'chad v'vazarecha nafshecha, in order for us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Torah in the text, it's doing Brit Milah for us, in order for us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our heart, with all our soul. That's the purpose. Hashem wants me to love Him so much, so Hashem is going to do so-called Brit Milah to my heart. Let me explain like this. Rabbi Menuziel says like this, in Parashat Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that we should do it. Umaltemet olat levavchem means like this. Over there in Parashat Ekev, it says that Moshe tells us we have to take the bad part of our heart. Ola, we give ola brit milah, we have ola on the heart as well. Also, ola we have on the ear also. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, your job is to take so-called the bad part that you have on your heart. And don't be stubborn. That's how you start so-called teshuva. But the destination is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do another Brit Milah on you. This is not Brit Milah on me. This is not Brit Milah on me. I had already. Brit Milah is two things. Chachamim say Brit Milah on the baby is the same thing. It says first you have to cut the bad part. But when you cut the bad part also, at the same time, Hashem's stamp goes on the Brit Milah, on the person. So the Brit Milah actually is two things. It gets rid of the bad part and inject in the Brit Milah Hashem's letter, Hashem's name. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us a process. Before he dies, he tells us what can it be. First, first step. This is before Sedechot starts. It's 45 days. It's right after Tu B'Av. Person has to do Teshuvah to clear his heart. The uncle said, the stupidity of your heart. That's called Umartemet Olat Levavchem. What do you mean you should do Brit Milah on your heart? It means you should get rid of the stupid nonsense that you have in your heart. You should focus on something else, not on nonsense. So you have to clear your heart from all the other things that it's not necessary, it's not important. That's stage one. Let Chachamim say you have to start right after Tu B'Av. And then it starts Elul. But the destination of Elul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you do this job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will continue the job. And He will clear your heart completely. In order for you to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul. That's actually what you say in Shema Yisrael, right? And you're wondering, well, Hashem gives us a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our heart, with all our soul. This is something that really love is not something that you can make. Either you love or you don't love. If somebody doesn't love ice cream, you can tell him, love ice cream. Hashem demands from us to love Him. How can you demand somebody to love? Love is a feeling. It's not something that you say, I love you because I have to love you. You don't love him. It's not true. You say that you can try to love him, okay? Try to love him. It depends. But one of the mitzvot that we have in 600 is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha u'chol nishma yisrael. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to love him so much? Zibachu is much higher than that. Zibachu will not demand that I should love him. But Tavon Uziyatzeh said like this, Lema'an chayicha. Le'abai et Hashem Elokecha b'chol le'bapha l'chol nevshecha Lema'an chayicha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. What Hashem is going to do to you, He says Hashem is going to bring you to a stage that you have one thing in your head, is Olam Haba in Eretz Yisrael. That's it, nothing else. The first step that you're going to do is clear your heart from nonsense. And then comes Chodesh Elul. And you do the job of Chodesh Elul. The last thing of Chodesh Elul is in order for you to understand that you're here for Olam Haba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand you to love Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to you. You cannot love HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something to your heart. And every day we say Shema Yisrael, that's the Kavanah. Yichud Hashem, it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokeinu Olam Va'ed. The Gemara says, what do you say this sentence? What's the secret of that sentence? It says that sentence has six words. It says those six words comply with the wings of what the angels used to have. It says when the Midrash was, the angels in Shamayim had six wings. And the Gemara says, Rabbi says, the angels sing, they have no mouth. The angels sing with the wings. After the destruction of the Midrash, angels have only four wings. Disappear, two wings disappear. It's a question, which two? It says, Baruch Shem Kvom HaKutul Olam Vayed, six words. Two of the words are not here now. Either Olam Vayed, forever, or Kvom HaKutul. It's a machloket among the Chachamim, the Mekubalim. The destination is that we want the angels to have six wings. This is when it's going to be. And you mean Mashiach will come in Yerushalayim. On top of Beit HaMikdash. So when Tabi Nuziel, I'm going to explain to you. The job of Elul is not Teshuvah. It's not the job. This is just a preparation. But the job that a person has to have in his mind is he wants to be an Eretz Israel in Beit HaMikdash in order to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Olam Haba, not for Olam Hazeh. And to have that kind of thought in his heart, 100%, that nothing is important for me, just Olam Haba, for this you have to have the clearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah says, Hashem will do a brit milah to your heart, in order for you to love Hashem, and the sentence continue, Leman Chayecha, for your life. Says, which life? What life? I am alive? No. That's not called life. Our life means Olam Haba Sabbat HaMunuzeh. The destination of Chodesh Elul is Olam Haba. So where is it going to be? The Torah says in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole purpose of the Sedechot is how come The last, I did not clear my heart. Because if I don't clear my heart from stupidity, Hashem will not do the second stage. He says, the sins I did got me further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Olam Haba. That's how I'm saying it. Shema Yisrael, when the person says Shema Yisrael, he says nothing. Someday Hashem doesn't expect you to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your money. It means nothing. It means whatever you have to know that Hashem gave it to you because Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. Why does Hashem love you? Because Hashem wants you to know Olam Haba. If a person doesn't comply with this, he says, what are you doing here? I don't need you. So Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. It's Yom HaDin. Yeah, Yom HaDin. It's Yom HaDin. How come you don't consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thought that he wants you to be the Olam Haba? That's it, nothing else. And that's the four stages that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those 40 days to do Selichot. It's not a Selichot. It's a Selichot to get us stage by stage clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we do that thing, as he says, that's what the Gemara Yerushalmi says. Satan hears the shofar, and the shofar scares him. He says, oh, Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is coming. Why am I scared for shofar? He says, because it says, the shofar that we blow down here might wake up the shofar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Navi says, Emo yitaka b'shofar gadol, Hashem will blow the shofar. And then everybody will go back to Yerushalayim. Destination. So where you go to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is going to be Olam Haba. My Yerushalayim says, this is how important is Shofar. The Gemara says, Shalom somebody. Liberty doesn't listen to Shofar. He's not going to have the best deal what he should have had. The Gemara says, if you don't blow the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, your year will not be as good. Some people felt in the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, they blew the shofar. Some people in Israel, I heard, Rav Kook, other ones, they said, it's going to be very bad year. In the beginning we thought, nonsense. I came 2 weeks before Purim, it's finished, the world is done. On Rosh Hashanah, on the shofar, you can hear everything. Because the purpose of the shofar is to wake people up to understand they're not here for pleasure, they hear as preparation for Olam Haba. And if we don't understand it, then the shofar did not do the job. The Gemara says the shofar is to scare a person, to wake him up, in order for the person to know his destination. And the destination is that Hashem should take us to Eretz Israel. That's the destination. If the person has something else in his mind, Rosh Hashanah, it's nothing. That's what the Zohar says. A person should not ask anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, any personal thing, because you don't understand. Personal thing is going to get you far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, further from Olam Haba. Further. Rabbi says, one of the signs of Mashiach is when business will go very bad. There'll be no business. Everything will go down. People have no money. He says, what? The opposite. For Mashiach come, I thought prosperity, everything should be good. He says, no. The Mishnah, no. It's going to be bad business, bad. He says, why? Because people have to understand they're not here to make money. They're here to get to Olam Haba. If you don't understand it, and Hashem says, okay, I'll do the other way. Everybody's going to lose the money, and now they understand. Why did I work for? Why did I come here? I became poor. What happened to you? Because the money is not the destination. This is no Olam Haba. When you say that's the power of the shofar. He says, the Gambina says, when you hear the shofar, that's the kavana that the person should have. Not chas v'shalom, a personal thing or other things. But a person should have in mind that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve his idea, Olam Haba in Israel. That is nothing else. And if not, the Zohar calls the person like a dog. Because the dog thinks he's here to have from his master a bone. I said, if you are Rosh Hashanah, think like this, you defeat the purpose of Rosh Hashanah. To do teshuva, At last year, we didn't do it. We would have done it last year, we wouldn't be here today. So they say, Mashiach is going to come upon demand of Am Yisrael. And the demand of Am Yisrael is not to have Mashiach to have Beit HaMikdash, to have Olam Haba. That's what the demands of Mashiach. He says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kina Hashem Echad. He says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem doesn't care less if you don't love him. But Hashem wants him to love him, the idea that you're here for Olam Haba. That's what Hashem wants. That's the Kavana of Shema Yisrael. It's the Kavana of Shema Yisrael. That's the Chachamim tell us, we finish Shema Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokechem. It's the time to be Lachem Elokim. So if somebody asks you, why did Hashem take you out of Egypt? Why? Why do you think Hashem take you? Because you scream? No. Yot Lachem Elokim. Hashem wants to be your God. Hashem wants to be your God and took you out of Egypt. Hashem wants to be my God. Why Hashem wants me to be my God? Because then you understand that the purpose of life is for Hashem. Tell Hashem Emlucha. That means Mashiach and Beit HaMikdash. That's what it means. And that's the purpose. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be 40 days in Shammai. And he told them, Israel, you stay over here. I'm going 40 days now. With the second tablets in my hand, Hashem is going to rewrite on them. You stay over here, be strong. He says, why you go 40 days, Moshe? Why you go 40 days? Gemara says, it takes a person to understand his rabbi 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu writes in the Torah, and it says, now you understand me. Now you understand me. He says, the Gemara, what do you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why are you saying, now they understand you? He says, yeah. Even you thought you understand your rabbi. You thought so. In 40 years, if you remember what the rabbi told you, I said, now I got it. Now you got it. Before you thought you got it, you never got it. So the Gemara takes 40 years to understand the rabbi. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his calendar, a year is a day. That's what happened when the spies came back. There were 40 days in Eretz Israel and they came back. And Hashem said, now you're going to be in the desert 40 years. That was exactly 40, a little bit less. The Torah says, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. So every day you went, the spies went to Eretz Israel, you came back, and you gave the bad report. And Hashem said, okay, you're not going to Eretz Israel. So, man, now you're going to be 40 years now stuck in a desert. So, after 40 years now stuck, but how do you get this number? The man says, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calendar, it says, a year is exactly a day. A day. And therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu had to be in Shammai for 40 days, I'm saying, is in order to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu very well. To understand. In order to transfer to Am Yisrael whatever he had in his mind, takes 40 days. 40 days. This is what you see. It's a lot of things. And a number 40. And then 400. It's because the number 40 is the number that a person understands. But understands, and it means he has no doubt in his head and is fully devoted for that thing that he heard. There's no question about it. It says that Hashem gave us now 40 days of Selichot, they say. It says Yom Kippur, that we got the second tablet. And it says, the Chachamim said, this is the Yeshua. The Chachamim said, like Jewish slaves, the Gemara says, comes Yovel. So comes Rosh Hashanah. Comes Rosh Hashanah of the year, of the 50th year. They don't work anymore, but they don't go outside. They don't go free. They're going to go free on Yom Kippur. They're going to blow shofar on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, what did all those Jewish slaves, they were sold by Bedin, or they sold themselves. I said, they sit down, and they're happy. They're happy. I said, why are you happy? On Yom Kippur, I go out. What is this, the Yovel? Zohar says, Yovel means the 50th year in the cycle. This is just an exit. This is just a redemption. And the Ari says, every year, Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar to remember the Yovel. What happened in Yovel? The Jewish slaves got free completely. They left. They left. And they left. What happened? And it says, this is after 40 days of Selichot, after 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, it's a different concept. It's a concept of redemption. Chachamim say that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim for 40 days. They came back with the tablets on Yom Kippur. This is the redemption. If Am Yisrael would have behaved at that time, we're not going to have this episode with the spies. In 3 days, we'll be in Eretz Israel, in Olam Haba, not in Eretz Israel. You don't go to Israel, you go to Olam Haba. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah. If you go to Israel just for a visit, one of the Chachamim, she's taking him right from the Gemara, and says, Hashem is very upset at you. And says, who asked you to come and step on my property? He says, it's not a mitzvah to go to Israel. It's a mitzvah to move to Israel. Every time you go, Hashem says, why did you come? Oh, I came because I thought my Mashiach is coming. That's why I came. So why did you go to Eilat? He's not going to come to Eilat. Why did you go over there? You come from the airport. You say, you came to see if Mashiach is coming. Why don't you go to the Kotel? Where did you go? Netanya, Haifa. No. Chacham Shitagmon says, it's a sin, he said. His language is a sin. If you go to Israel for a visit, you don't have this idea in your head. This is the place of Olam Abha. Hashem said, Mi bikesh zot mi etchem remos chatzorah. Who asked you to come here? I said, Who asked you to come? That's how the language is so strict language. Again, it's a Gemara. Shtei Giborim. 500 years ago, he wrote. It's because the destination. So, Rosh Hashanah, the job is to get in our head clearly that by Yom Kippur, 40 days of Selichot, as is now, we got it. We got it what? That Hashem is going to do with Milah in our heart in order for us to love Hashem for the idea of Olam Haba. That's what Beitam Nuzel says. It's a job. Hashem looks at us now. Look at how the world looks like. So many people, Chas Shalom. And Hashem is like, no, you understand? Not Teshuvah. Teshuvah is nothing. Teshuvah is only a diving board to the destination. It's not, I'm sorry what I did. No. I'm sorry what I did that I didn't think about Olam Haba. I didn't think about Israel. That's you have to be sorry. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the last days of his speech. He said, that's what Hashem wants from you. Nothing else. That's what Chachamim said. This is called Parashat HaTshuva. And Rambam says in that section of the Parashat Nitzavim, it's a hint for Mashiach. It is impossible that Hashem will take us back to Israel, will do all these things to Am Israel. Rambam writes in his commentary, it's impossible. So Mashiach will come, will take everybody. Who is going to take everybody to Israel? So Hashem is going to send a pure wind to people in the heart. He says, you can hear the shofar, they come to Israel. So Imam says, that's the sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he's going to do Brit Milah on our heart. He says, what is this? Only Mashiach time. That's why it's the last parasha before Rosh Hashanah, for us to prepare ourselves to hear the shofar HaGadol to enter Israel with Rabbi Minami. Sorry. No.